This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
A very, very good morning to you. I seem to be struggling to get hold of Vic this morning, but we're going to be chatting to him in just one moment. I think we have him on the line now. Time is 6:23. Vic Aladev, a very good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you.
Well, good to hear. Tell us what's going on in Australia in terms of the coronavirus, COVID-19.
Well, I guess it's summed up in a way. When we spoke a week ago, you said to me, how many cases are there in Australia at the moment? And I remember clearly saying to you, the number is around 300.
Right.
Sadly, 1 week later, we are close on 2,000.
Wow.
And that's just in the space of 7 days.
Wow.
So that's nationwide.
Yeah.
With the highest number in the state of New South Wales, where Sydney is, where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the Jewish community is concerned, there have been major closures right across the community. So pretty much all the Jewish schools have closed. So that's Sydney and Melbourne in the main. There are 18 Jewish schools in the country, mainly in Melbourne and Sydney, and then in the small states, Perth, Adelaide, Queensland, Brisbane, etc. So they have all closed down, although they say, please don't use the word closed down, that we have transitioned to online learning.
Oh, goodness.
And so that is what...
Right. So you're still there. We're way ahead of you. We've gone into lockdown from last night. The president announced that from Thursday evening, South Africans will be on a 21-day lockdown. And there's no softness around the language. There's no more of that type of thing. We're not talking social distancing. We are talking lockdown. There are just over 400 cases here in South Africa. But their concern, and you mentioned the figure of 2,000, the concern is the minute it gets to 1,000, there becomes this exponential growth, and they're trying to stop it in South Africa before, of course, the medical system becomes overwhelmed by what follows. So my advice would be, drop the concern about language and worry about the substantive issues.
So look, your point is very well made. So in terms of Jewish schools, as I say, so that's the in terms of synagogues. The synagogues have closed down as well, and there are online services by remote synagogue services are being streamed. And in terms of Shabbat, obviously earlier than Shabbat so that they can stream them. The Sydney Jewish Museum is closed, and for the first time ever, there will be no public event for Yom HaShoah. So what we're doing for Yom HaShoah, is just half a dozen of the actors, if we can use that word, the speakers, the rabboni, and those who will do prayers, will come together. We will have a scaled back 30 to 40 minute presentation, which will be streamed live to the entire community or to obviously whoever wants it. Yom HaTzmaut cocktail, which is a prestigious, very prestigious event, typically 700 people, leaders of society, diplomats, government ministers, the ambassador, the premier always speaks, etc. That has been cancelled, and that it would be now against the law, because the law now is no public events of more than 100 people, and as I said, there we have around 700. And what is, in terms of the Jewish community itself, what we have done is what we call a DMG, decision makers group, has come together with leaders of the three or four major Jewish community leadership group. And we have teleconferences. There are about 10 of us around the virtual table. We have teleconferences almost every night, and where we are looking at issues. We have gone quite a lot to, because people are being bombarded with material to read, we have gone to quite a few video conferencing messages. So for example, there's a man, his name is Dr. Norman Swan. He is the ABC's health editor, has been for 25 years.
Right.
He's a member of the Jewish community. Right. And so we got Norman to do a video, 2 minutes, but specifically targeted at messages for the Jewish community. In terms of Shabbat, in terms of Pesach, in terms of, and as well as the generic, you know, health advice, etc. Because obviously people are being bombarded, and so we figure they're more likely to watch a 2-minute video than read, you know, more text. President of the Board of Deputies has done a 2-minute video, and so we are, and tomorrow we're going to be interviewing, again, 2 minutes, a top psychologist in the member of the community again, just giving understated but important advice, etc. So we have brought psychologists into this decision makers group, Jewish welfare, Jewish care, making sure people aren't falling between the cracks. And so it's obviously, yeah, gone into just a very sad situation. And the most heartbreaking thing of all, obviously, is grandparents and grandchildren. You know, it's just so unnatural.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, that's one
of the issues that we're facing here, and we were talking about it a little bit earlier on the show, is exactly that issue where we have elder people, my father being one of them. He lives alone. We can't have him in lockdown on his own for 21 days, yep. But he's not somebody that is very happy living with anybody else. He's fiercely independent, but failing darting him and moving him. We're going to have to try and get his buy-in, because 21 days alone without anybody around is very difficult. And grandparents very much live for their grandchildren and for their children. It's a very, very difficult, very difficult scenario indeed.
It just goes against every fiber of your being.
Absolutely.
It's what grandparents live for.
Yeah.
And and the sad thing is just, such a major unknown for all of us. You know, are we talking 12 months or what are we talking about here? And that's no one knows.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the most terrifying aspect of all of the above, you know, and we sort of desperately look for in yesterday, today's Times of Israel latest report about Israeli scientists, you know, working furiously to see what they can do. Wouldn't it be amazing if it was Israel, which we're able to come up with some kind of an antidote to this terrible thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Very, very, very frightening indeed. Time is 6:30. Unfortunately, Vic added, if we do need to leave it there, stay safe, stay healthy, stay positive, but not in a corona sort of a way. And we will, please God, speak to you next week. Wishing you all of the best.